Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads podcast. Japan has made some great art over the years, which really inspires me with my own artwork. And Japan is just a really great culture that has a lot of great things about it. I am a huge fan of all kinds of Japanese food. But recently I learned something new about Japan, something I didn't know, which I found to be quite interesting. Have you ever heard the word barakamen? Which basically is a word in Japan, which can sometimes also be baraku. And that's actually the English translation or version of it. So in Japanese, it could sound a little bit different. And it basically means the untouchables. Many of us, when we think of Japan, we think of Japan as this completely homogeneous society. In fact, you know, Japan is known to be extremely homogeneous. You know, it's a society which basically, you know, there's not that many, you know, Westerners in there. It's basically a society that has is always known to be extremely homogeneous for a very long time. But what, you know, most people do not realize is that Japan can sort of have its own bit of a caste system. The caste system involves this group of people known as a barakumen. So the barakumen is basically a word that's unassociated with untouchables. So you might ask yourself, well, who are these people that are the untouchables in Japan? What do they look like? Well, they would look like any other Japanese, except for the fact it's according to the profession that they do, or in other words, what they do. Barakumen are people who do things that are associated with related to death, such as undertakers and executioners. Industries that are considered to be unclean, such as leatherworking, butchery, and other unclean professions, such as sanitation workers. But the barakumen is actually a very old type of caste system that's been around in Japan for a long time. But what makes it really interesting, it's still in Japan today. One of the most interesting parts of the barakumen is in the slaughterhouses in Japan. Now, anyone that knows anything about Japan knows that Japan has probably some of the best meat in the world, has some of the best beef in the world. That, you know, here in these slaughterhouses, there's these highly skilled craftsmen that expertly prepare some of the most luxurious meats in the world, including internationally acclaimed Wagyu beef. You know, the preparation of the Wagyu beef, known for its marbling and flavor, requires not only technical skills, but also a deep understanding and dedication to the craft. So, in other words, in order to for these men or women that work in these professions, this is a real skill that it takes to be able to produce some of the finest beef in the world, or, you know, the Japanese Wagyu beef, and be able to cut some of the other finest meats in the world. But despite this high level of skill and craftsmanship required for their profession, these workers often, remain, they don't tell people about the work that they do. You know, their silence stems not from a lack of the pride of their craftsmanship, but because they want to be able to protect their families or protect, you know, in many cases, their children. They don't want their children to have prejudice because of the kind of work that they are doing, which is considered to be work which is of the untouchables or a low class of work. We might ask yourself, well, where did this concept of the barakumen come from? Well, this, you know, translated literally, it means hamlet people. It traces its origins way back to Japan's feudal society, where communities were ostracized due to their engagement in occupations that were deemed to be unclean or associated with death. You know, executioners, butchers, and undertakers. These group were at the lowest tier of society. They were also known as eta, meaning full of filth. So they have this sort of perceived inferior status, which has gone on for, you know, hundreds of years in Japan, where there's sort of this stigmatism or this inferior status which is associated with it, which is very interesting because of the same, you know, fact that, you know, Japanese society, in order to function, depends upon these people, but they still consider them to be inferior or to be less than them. In fact, it was even in the 19th century, there was a judge who basically said in a court that he said that a barakumen was only worth 1/7 of that of an ordinary person. So, you know, he basically said that there was no worth. There was, during the time too, in many of the societies, they were considered so low class that for any reason at all, the samurai could have them be killed without any type of legal consequence at all, because they were considered to be basically almost subhuman. What's interesting is that now, even today, some of this prejudice remains within the Japanese society. That there's sort of this lingering shadow over these professions, that of these highly skilled craftsmen that are doing this work which the Japanese depend upon for their everyday life. In fact, in the 1970s, there was a 330-page handwritten document which meticulously categorized names and locations of Burakumin communities. This list was, you know, sort of a clandestine among the employers. The employers would check the list and they would look at it for anyone they were going to hire and make sure that the person they were going to hire didn't have their family or was not on that list, so they would not hire them. This, of course, this practice became illegal and outlawed. But in 2009, when Google Earth include historical maps that inadvertently mark locations of Burakumin villages in Tokyo and Osaka, this started to reunite the controversy. Many of the Japanese largest crime syndicates have been inclusive of the Burakumin, probably because, you know, many of these, Burakumin have been ostracized from the rest of society. So they've also been very associated with some of the crime families. In contemporary times, this also still lingers in that today people and individuals are still trying to get the list of these people who are considered the untouchables in their society, but for other reasons. They want to check and make sure that their son or daughter is not marrying into one of these families. So there's still this prejudice today, which goes on in the Japan society itself. And this is even despite the fact that the Japanese society depends upon these workers in order to survive. So, you know, even though it's improved over the years, it still is not as good as it once was. And there's still many of these people in these professions which still hide their professions in Japanese society today. So when many people look at Japan and feel like Japan's a homogeneous society, the truth is there is a bit of a caste system there, especially towards these people who do the specific type of work, the work in the slaughterhouses, sanitation, who are undertakers, you know, basically who deal with death or things which are considered to be completely unclean. We've written a blog on this. If you're interested in reading more about it, is the Buraku or Burakumin of Japan. Who are they? If you'd like to be able to learn more about this, I find it fascinating and find it quite interesting. I love to be able to learn things like this. I hope that you do too. It just makes the world so much more of an interesting place to be able to learn about parts of the world that I didn't know about before. We'll put a link to this blog post in the description if you'd like to look it up. We hope that you will, that you'll check it out and read some more about this and about a little bit more about the Japanese society and these Buraku or Burakumin and a little bit more about their lives. We'd like to thank you for listening. We hope you'll subscribe, that you'll be part of our community. Thank you so much for joining with us and for being part of our Dusty Roads podcast and striving to live your life as a global citizen. We really, truly do appreciate that. We'd like to also thank our technical team who's put this together. Thank you so much, everyone.